welcome exceptional women to the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women, your go-to spot to receive the real about being a boss. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, multiple minority business owner and proud founder CEO of the Exceptional Woman Enterprise. Each episode will give you valuable insights on building the confidence you need to succeed. Sit back, relax, and let's learn to be loud and proud about what we bring to this world of business. 3, 2, 1, yeah! Welcome back, everyone, to season 2 of Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, and today I want to talk about just going through growth processes. So today's topic is titled, Pardon Me, I'm Going Through Some Things. As we enter into or journey through this business aspect and growth that we're doing, building our empires, there are just times, you guys, that you're going to feel tired. You're going to feel lost. You're going to feel like things aren't working according to plan. And it's not just a mindset, which a lot of people like to pigeonhole us into believing that it's all in your mind. No, it's not in my mind. It's not in my mind that my bank account is negative. It's not in my mind that I have no clients. It's not in my mind that I have no idea of how I'm going to make the next payroll. That's not in my mind. These are real roadblocks and barriers that we as women have to experience and navigate through on a day-to-day basis. The problem with everyone trying to position this as a mindset thing is it conditions us to operate in our own silo. We don't know where to reach out to. We don't know who to reveal that we're struggling. We don't have the tools necessary to be able to articulate what we're feeling and what we're going through at that moment because society has told us it's in our mind. So I'm not knocking mindset shift because it does take for you to mentally prepare for being an owner. That's one thing. But to be able to overcome the reality and the barriers of things that's happening to you in real time, that takes a different skill set. And that's what we're going to talk about today. How do you manage to move past today when everything is due today and you have no resources to pull from? How do you keep yourself from sinking down into the lowest of the low, isolating yourself, feeling like you failed anything? What do you do when loans aren't your option, when your family members, you just can't call and ask for thousands of dollars, when you can't reach around into your asset bucket and pull out a way for you to make it past this? What do you do? Well, the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to start to recognize that you are not the only one. Every business struggles with these same decisions that you are dealing with on day-to-day basis. They just deal with it in a higher volume, okay? So you're not the only one. Just because you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, you're just not starting out, the problems and the obstacles that you are encountering right now are just the blueprint of what you're going to need to understand how to navigate through for your success plan. Does that make sense? I want you to know that the solutions that you come up with when you're struggling with the next $100 is the same solution that you're going to have to utilize to overcome the barrier of the $1 million that you need to get to the next level. How do I know this? Because I've walked it. I've experienced it. And so even though I thought that the money was going to change the result or the money was going to change the process, I begin to understand that no matter what the level of it is, it depends on how I navigate this process that will determine the outcome of the success. Let me get some transparency here. Let me give you some context to what I'm talking about. I know, and I've learned throughout the years, especially within this entrepreneur journey, things that are setbacks and barriers and tendencies of your personality, just your inner personality, whether it is your way of handling conflict, your inner voices, your insecurities. All of those things become amplified when you step into this entrepreneur journey. It's not fair. It's not right. It don't make sense. You don't like it, but that's just the reality of it. So the best tool that I can first give you, again, what I've learned for myself, one of my biggest triggers was when I couldn't successfully execute something according to my plan, how I felt like it should go, what I wanted it to look like, and how the outcome that I had planned for it to be. When things fell off the rail or things the plan, I would freeze. How many out there? Just I mean, if you're driving, don't do it. But just show of hands right now. I know this is a podcast and I can't see you, but this is for yourself. You got to begin to teach your brain how to recognize some of your triggers. What are your tendencies? When your back is up against the wall, when things aren't working out the way that it needs to be, when things don't seem and feel the way that you believe that it should be, what is your tendency? Oftentimes in social media and out in public places and even on stages, you hear the experts, and I'm using air quotes, the experts, you hear everybody tell you the promised land story. You hear everybody tell you that, oh yeah, I encountered problems and barriers, but I came through, and they make it sound like it's a Lifetime movie, right? Oh my goodness, if she can do it, if he can do it, why can't I execute that way? Why can't I come out on the other side and I look good and I smell good and I feel good on this in this process? Because it's not the way that it actually works. That is a snapshot of the process that everyone had to go through. So they're giving you a condensed version. Even myself, I'll give you a condensed version from the stage because we don't have time to unpack all of the small nuances that happen throughout that process to get to my success. The reason that I created this podcast is because I wanted to not only be able to give women the reality of what it really looks like to be a business owner, but I also did it for those who have no blueprint of understanding that you're not alone in what you're feeling. So back to me. I have a tendency that when things don't look like what it's supposed to be, when the things don't operate and the outcomes don't come out the way that I planned, I freeze. And that frozen state could look like me spending the rest of the day in my sleep number bed, binging on the most favorite shows of mine, just sitting there, or I may go and get my phone and find myself playing video games right in the middle of the day, or I just avoid it completely. That was just my tendency, right? But what happened is I would find or limp my way. Let me not say find. I would limp my way through the next day. So if it was a payroll problem, I would figure out how to piece that together so I can make payroll. I would figure out how to, if I wasn't feeling it, like let's say I was contracted to do a virtual conference for someone, and the day before I'm overwhelmed because my business isn't navigating the way that it needs to be, but now I have to show up and stand on stage and deliver because this is my obligation. So I would find myself going back to my tools. I would write my speech out, make sure that I have my touch points. I would deliver it, and no one on the outside knew what was going on in the inside. But because of the ethical person that I was, that process would increase my feeling of imposter syndrome. Because now I'm telling you that all things are great and giving you all this hope. And on the inside of me, I'm feeling hopeless. Okay? Anybody felt that? If you're a coach, if you're a speaker, if you're a teacher, if you're in the service orient or service environment and you are taking care of your clients and your customers, but you on the inside, you enjoy what you do. You're great at what you're giving to your clients and customers, but there's a piece that's inside of you that feels like I'm not there yet. I'm not executing on all of the levels that I should because of money, because of relationships, because of family or things that's going on around me. Come on, ladies, this is what happens with us when we're trying to build our empire, but our life around us isn't participating in the way that they need to be or the way that you mapped out for them to be in your vision of building your empire. What do you do? Back to step one, you have to recognize what your tendencies are. When I began to see that throughout my decades, not even just as an entrepreneur, but just in life in general, when things got tough for me, how I would just freeze. When I felt like that my family wasn't happy with me or people wasn't happy with what I was doing, whether it was at work or at home, I would retreat, which is another way of me saying I would freeze. I would retreat. I would wait on someone else's approval to tell me how I needed to execute this instead of relying on what I knew, what I knew, what I knew. And so what I had to learn years ago was, one, understand what my tendency is. Number two is something that you may or may not have ever heard in your life. Sit in that for a minute. I need you to spend time in that space to recognize what it feels like. See, sometimes when you push through something, when you navigate through something so quickly, you won't be able to recognize when that baby show up again, okay? What you want to do is you need to sit in this for a minute. You need to recognize, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this? And what brought this on? And if you're a journaler, write these things down. If you are a texter, send yourself a text. Put it in your notes in your phone. However you want to record this or do a vocal recording. Everyone's phone has an ability for you to record things and leave yourself a vocal note. Do these things in the moment. But don't do it so that it's something for you to present to the world. Do it in a manner that you know that you can refer back to it. Sometimes when we take other people's advice, they build a ecosystem that we can't sustain because it doesn't speak to us as our own personality. So whatever your personality is, if you're a note person, I'm a sticky note person. In my office, I have every, like, Post-it should hire me to be their spokesperson, for real. And Post-it, if you happen to run across this podcast, I am available for you, baby, because everything in my office is Post-it down. You hear what I'm saying? So I have everything from the small little sticky notes to the tadpole sticky notes all the way up to a 24 by 36 big Post-it note because I map my walls with notes and things because that's how I process things. That's how I unpack things. To someone else coming in, it may look like a lot of just hodgepodge words and sentences that's all over the place. And I don't even write it pretty. It's going up, it's going down, across, on top of each other, overlapping, because I got to get the surface level of what I'm feeling out, right? Well, when I'm feeling this stuff, when I began to learn the solution of sitting in it, not running from it, I did that because society made me feel like I was supposed to fix it. Society made me feel like something was wrong with me for sitting and not doing something today or not pushing through what I was feeling. Well, my body was telling me that I needed that time because in that time of space of what I thought was avoidance, what I thought was a frozen nature, was actually my brain's way of taking a break from the problem to process a better solution. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, when I got that revelation, I became what I call like a scribe. I started unpacking, like the floodgates open up. It was like this dam that was building up all of my frustrations. I began to chip away at that dam so that pieces and solutions could seep through those cracks. And when I sat there and finally realized, wait a minute, this may actually be my body and my brain's way of taking a break from what I'm sitting in and what I'm contemplating and what I'm struggling with, and playing a video game or watching a movie is tapping into another side of my brain outside of the decision-making process, outside of the solution-driven process. It may be tapping into the creative side. It may be tapping into the more emotional side. But because I am exercising another portion of my brain, it relaxed me enough to come out with a tangible, executable solution. I know somebody right now is sitting there thinking, wait a minute. Now, this doesn't mean that every day you just sit around and play some video games. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have to begin, in order for you to start finding solutions for what you're going through, you need to take time to figure out why and who you are as you're going through it. To figure out the type of leader that you are, find your leadership in your struggle. What can I do? What do I do? Where are my strengths? What has worked for me in the past? And you'll begin to develop a pattern. You begin to see that, okay, what I thought was meant for my harm may actually be a way for me to process through my problems. So now, instead of me feeling guilty, because of course, on top of the barrier or the setback that I'm incurring, I add on top of that sandwich a layer of guilt for going through it, a layer of guilt of not being able to navigate through it and execute it with the eyelashes and the hair and the nails and the heels and look flawless coming out of it. What's wrong with me? Because she did it. Because he did it, because they said that it looked good and they felt good and they smelled good and they came out the other end of this unscathed. So why am I struggling so much? Well, you're struggling so much because you are trying to build yourself in the shoes and the footprints of other people. Figure out who you are. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? If you follow me, I've coached you, if you've been in any of my incubator programs or whatever, you know the first thing that I give you is a SWOT analysis. And if you haven't done a SWOT analysis on yourself, it is one of the most powerful tools that you can utilize to uncover things that you might have known, but you haven't dug into. Okay, so again, back to what I thought originally called my frozen process. What I had to begin to do is recognize that, okay, I'm overwhelmed right now. Dive deeper into what is actually overwhelming me. The other portion of what we do is we bombard ourselves with every problem. When one problem occurs, we then compile all of that problems with everything in our life that's ever gone wrong, right? We take the time out that, you know, when I was 12, I shouldn't have done this. And this is just the tendency. Who has ever said this before? This is just how my life goes. I don't even know why I tried this because I always end up back here, right? I always end up back here. Well, there's a reason why you end up back there. And what I found is now solution number three is You haven't taken the time to understand how you operate. Okay, so step number three is, along with the fact that you are recognizing what those triggers are, step two, you are spending some time in that trigger and you're actually doing research on that trigger and how you behave in that trigger. You're taking your notes. You're recognizing some habits that you have. You're recognizing the good habits, the bad habits, the tendencies that you're going through. But step three that you need to do is you got to figure out who you are as an operator. Business, no matter what structure or what industry that you're in, business is an operation. And if you don't know who you are and how you are as an operator, this is what usually divides and separates operations with women and operations with men. Because we actually approach operations from a different standpoint than men do. It's very easy for a man to stay in a solution-driven process and eliminate the emotional side of it because actually it's not based off of testosterone and hormones. It is based off of our frontal lobes. Our frontal lobes are actually larger, physically larger than a man's frontal lobe, and it's for a reason. It also encompasses our maternal instincts. It encompasses the softness of us. It encompasses the compassion that we have that's a lot stronger within a woman than it is within a man. Why do I need you to know that? Because when you navigate and move into a business environment, business wasn't built for compassion. No matter what title that we want to give it, the actual cog and the functionality of a business operation was not designed off of compassion. It was designed off of profit. And so, because men have a smaller frontal lobe and they don't get caught up in the emotional side of it, it takes them a shorter amount of time to process and navigate through the barriers and the issues of it because they just use it as a process. They know the end goal. The end goal is this is the barrier for my success, so I need to find solutions for me to make it through. As women, we have a tendency that when we reach a barrier, like I said, we bring up every single circumstance. We, like ladies, we never forget anything, right? We bring up everything that has happened in our lives since we were single digits, and we equate the current problem to all of those years and decades of setbacks and barriers. Well, you're overtaxing your brain. You're overtaxing your body. Again, if you spend any time with me, you know I approach things from neuroscience. So let me give you the proof. This is not just an opinion. Let me give you the proof. What happens in your brain when it becomes overwhelmed or stressed, it doesn't know the difference between you being physically attacked or this is a mental pressure that you're going through. So, your amygdala, which is the captain of your nervous system, your amygdala receives the signal from your brain that it's under pressure. So, the captain, think of it as a fire chief. So, the captain says, Mayday, 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 we're in trouble. And it now sends a signal to your neurons. It sends a signal to your nervous system. It sends a signal to all the hormones in your body that they all have to bear arms, pick up your weapons because we're under attack. So, your body begins to fill with all of the hormones, the cortisol, the adrenaline, the steroids, all of that stuff fills your body because it's getting ready to fight. Well, you're not physically under attack, you're under mental stress, but your body doesn't know the difference. So then now when you're stressed, you feel that anxiety, you become nervous, you can't think, you have brain fog, you become choppy or snappy or defensive, whatever your method is and your mechanism is, you feel all that. Some people, some women, even like myself, I will get a nervous sweat. Like I'll begin to sweat just out of nowhere. I'm not hot, I'm sweating because it's out of nerves. I feel jumpy, I feel anxious, I feel like I have to do something. Well, that's all the adrenaline that's filling up my body. Again, why is that important? Because the same process that your body takes to build up that defense system, you have to create a process to release it. So when you're sitting at your desk and adrenaline builds up because you're sitting there, you're looking at spreadsheets, or you're looking at the bank account, or you're looking at bills that's coming down the line that you don't have the money for, that stress hormone and the adrenaline and cortisol and everything is flooding your body. Well, unlike a physical attack, when your body fills up with all this, it's meant so that you can actually defend yourself. You read stories and you hear stories of mothers that their kids, they get in a car accident and the car flips over and the mom can physically yank a door off or physically move a car because she hears her baby crying. And that's not because she all of a sudden became superhuman. Is her body knew what it needed to do and it filled itself up with enough adrenaline for her to be able, she didn't even think about it. It was just natural, innate reaction. Okay, so stay there for a second. If your body can fill up with enough adrenaline that you can flip a car over, what do you think is happening when you are sitting still behind a desk and this adrenaline is that powerful? Well, you don't, if you don't give it a place to dissipate, if you don't give it an exit strategy, then it begins to deteriorate your actual physiology of your body. It breaks down your white blood cells. It breaks down your ability to recover it. I know that I've gotten so stressed that for an event, let's take that. When I started hosting virtual conferences, because I wanted it to be perfect, right? I wanted it to be perfect. And so just that anxiety building up to my first virtual conference, my first conference, I had 70 speakers across the globe. I had 1.2 million viewers. Now, this was during the COVID time, so we had a captive audience. But just managing all of those moving pieces and making sure that everyone got on stage on time, they got off stage on time, that the viewers were interacting, that social media was firing, all of the stuff, even though I had a team that was helping me, it was my name, right? And I remember after that conference on the first day, I was sitting at my desk, you guys, trying to get prepared for the next day. And all of a sudden, I realized that I had fallen asleep at my desk. I didn't even know I went to sleep. I literally passed out because my body had been full of 6 hours of anxiety. 6 hours of adrenaline that it reacted as if I had ran 10 marathons, and so it crashed. It didn't crash because I said, oh, I'm tired and I don't fit. No, I literally just passed out from that much anxiety. And so I tell you my story because I need you to start recognizing how some days you feel like you got a whole checklist. Your calendar is full of things that you need to do, but you just can't get it together. Like I just can't do it. Not today. I'm trying, but today I just can't do it. And that's because sometime enough, you start to evaluate what happened maybe the day before or the night before or even during your sleep. If you're not giving your body a chance to dissipate all of the anxiety, all of the stress, all of the hormones, doing, then your body will show it And because again, this is a physical process that's happening. And the reason that I really want women to understand this is again, society makes us believe that some things that we feel because we behave differently than our male counterparts, we feel things different than our male counterparts, that there's something wrong with us because we're just women. Oh, that's just because you're a woman. Well, some things is because we're a woman. Because we're a woman, we have more compassion. Because we're a woman, a lot differently than our male counterparts. So don't fight that. Figure out the process for that. Because yes, business is a system. It doesn't care about your compassion. It doesn't care about your emotions. It doesn't care about what happened 10 years ago. It just needs you to process, operate, and become successful. So how do you, as a woman, find your space in this systematic processing? You have to understand who you are as an operator. You have to begin to recognize the signs of, I just ain't got it today. You got to recognize that it's not you, it's not even me. I just can't do it today. And how do you do that? The first thing that you have to do is you got to forgive yourself. You have to tell yourself, you know what, you're okay. That didn't work out. Okay. But that doesn't mean that you throw it away. Just because it didn't work today, there are things like I'm a post-it note back to post-it. If y'all are listening to this, call a sister, okay? I can promise you I could be the best spokesperson for you. But I take notes. I have years and years of notes. Now, that doesn't mean that I acted upon every note because either I didn't have the money, I didn't have the staff, I didn't have the resources. But when a concept and an idea comes to me as a visionary, I have to put it somewhere. Because if I don't act upon it, then it's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to constantly think about it over and over and over again. And then I'm going to use that as my litmus test of success because I'm going to feel like, well, this is on my mind so much. Why can't I? So now my focus leaves from me operating in my business to how do I make this one thing work? Anybody? You come up with a concept, so you take everything. This is the equivalency of all the eggs in one basket, right? So now I have this new process, this new service that I want to get out there, new product that I want to get out there. So you pull every resource from everything else that you're doing just to execute this one thing. Well, when you know yourself as an operator, when you understand your vision, when you understand and create a plan, then if something that is an outlier comes into your mind, it doesn't mean that this wrong. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. You got to put it someplace so that when it's the right time, you'll look back through and be like, you know what? I thought about that about 5 years ago and I didn't act upon it. But now that I have the resources for it, it's time for me to implement. Know that your timing is not going to dissipate if you don't act upon something immediately. Take time, make a plan, begin to evaluate who you are and how you operate as a leader in adverse circumstances. Do you run from it? Do you lie about it? Do you avoid it? Do you pretend like it's not happening? Well, that's going to tell you your leadership style. That's going to determine you as an operator. And knowing the industry that you're in and the expectations or the rhythm of the industry that you're in, if there are some deficits that are holding you back, then those are the things that you work on. Sometimes we put our efforts in the wrong spaces because we don't really know and we haven't taken the time out to recognize what we're going through. And come up with a solution so that we know how to navigate through. Notice that I didn't say your feelings are going to be your feelings. Your processes are going to be your process, but you can change how you come through that feeling by working on that. So that's well over my time today, ladies. This was exciting. I just wanted to make sure that I got this out there to you guys. And again, listen, I just wanted to say, sometimes you just don't have it. Sometimes I can't pull it out for you. I can't make you feel better about what's happening in my world. I can't make you feel comfortable in the space that I am. I don't have it today. And that's okay. This has been Trailblazers, the business podcast for women. Learn how to be loud and proud about who you are. The best success that you'll ever achieve is the success of understanding me. All right? Spend time with yourself. Learn the me in you so that you can build your empire around the me that you are, that you need to be, that makes your business unique and successful. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. Until next time, remember, be inspirational, be legendary, but most of all, be exceptionally you.